Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Detroit activists are celebrating the end of the incinerator. WWJ News Radio 950's Rob St. Mary explains.
For over 30 years, the incinerator near I-75 and I-94 on the east side was burning mostly suburban trash. Earlier this year, it was shut down after years of protests and a petition drive. Now activists like Kim Hunter with Breathe Freely Detroit are ready to celebrate, and all are invited.
Come and celebrate this victory and to learn how it was shut down. It's really time to celebrate so that we can continue to fight for justice in other venues and other ways.
Hunter says beyond the stink, the incinerator was also part of the mix that has led to Detroit's high asthma rates. The party takes place Saturday afternoon at the Robinson Community Center at the corner of Shane and Willis in Detroit. Rob St. Mary, WWJ News Radio 950.